And then the pirate said, "We're gonna eat your cousin alive if you don't give us the medallion." And I was like, "Never!" But what they didn't know is Cousin Lorelei had laser vision, right? So she used it to make the mast explode and the pirates started going nuts. And the whole ship was exploding. She's telling them to go to hell while I'm trying to set myself free from the net. And that's when I woke up. I think I've been watching too many of those Caribbean movies. Wait, are you okay? What happened to you here? Here. This. Did you do this to yourself? Uh-huh. Look, I may not know much about your culture, and I may mispronounce a lot of your words, but I am not naive. So please don't lie to me. No, I'm not angry. I'm sad. I didn't know you felt like you had to keep things from me. I thought we were, I don't know, a relationship you could rely on. Did I do something to make you think otherwise? Do you? Then don't hide things from me, please, especially when it comes to things as important as these. I promise I won't judge. Just tell me. Did you do this to yourself? Okay. Has it anything to do with your work? Oh, I see. They didn't like what you did, and now you have to do it all over again. I know what you're going through. In fact, I was there not too long ago. More than anything, I'm barely coming out. So, yeah, I know the feeling. Let me see. My sister once told me that the reason we hurt ourselves is 'cause we're punishing us. I think it's true. I think we see the mistake we just made and hold ourselves accountable. I mean, who's to blame other than us, right? She also said that most of the time we feel like we are the mistake. Anyway, we feel we deserve the punishment. Back when I was in my dark place, every time I did something wrong, I would punish myself. Which is funny, because whenever I did something right, I wouldn't congratulate me, you know? Or at least not as often. It always had to be something bad. I would say mean things to myself, like, "Gillian, you're a good-for-nothing," or "You will never learn. You always be the hopeless screw-up." I remember one night where I cried myself to sleep. My colony was about to be attacked by other sea creatures. That's not important right now. The point is, it was kind of my fault. It was my fault, actually. So I cried myself to sleep and I punched the wall of my room. I punched it and punched it until I bled. Kelly saw my rooms. And my sister. Her name is Kelp, but we call her Kelly. She asked why I had treated myself like that, and I told her it was because I had done something wrong and I deserved it. And then she said, "So you treat everyone like that?" "What do you mean?" I said, and she told me that if my logic was to punish those who make mistakes, then surely I did that to everyone. To my friends, to my partners. But I told her no. It wouldn't be fair if I did it to my friends. So she said, "Why is it fair when you do it to yourself?" And I didn't know what to answer. She's very wise for being so young, don't you think? Say, for example, you make a mistake. You accidentally hit me in the eye with your elbow or something. I wouldn't punish you. I wouldn't want to make you punch a wall until you bled, right? I'd just be like, it's okay, darling. It's no big deal, because you're my friend. When I think about me making myself punch the wall, I realize now how violent that was. I mean, Kelly's right. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Don't you think it's time we start treating ourselves as if we were our own friend? Start forgiving our little mistakes rather than punishing them? I know you didn't ask for this advice, but I think it works. I've been talking to myself differently for a while now. I don't say mean things to me anymore, and it's done wonders. Maybe you could start doing the same, my love? It's not hard, I promise. Go finish your work if you want. I can stay here and watch a movie. Yes, I'm serious. What was the next one on our list? Aladdin? Play it and go work. There's nothing I can help you with, is there? Yeah, I figured. I have to start learning how to use televisions and computers so I can play movies for myself and help you with things like your work. That's what I said, computer. Also, baby, I know I can't always be here for you since I have my life back in the ocean, but if you ever feel like hurting yourself again, please talk to someone. Always have someone to talk to, okay? I'm sure there are good humans in your life that will be willing to hear you out. Look for them and hold on to them. Same way I hold on to you. Now come, give me a kiss. Mwah. Remember that I love you very much, and if you're feeling sad, you don't have to hide it from me. I chose to be with you, okay? Don't belittle that choice by thinking I only want to be with you when you're happy. I love you, and that includes the sad or dark times. People who choose to be with you will never see your sadness as a burden. You're human. A human that deserves to be treated well by himself. Yes, a human that doesn't deserve pain nor punishment. I love you so much, darling. I hope you can fix whatever was wrong with your work. I'll be here, watching Aladdin. Can you pass me that pillow? Thanks. I'll see you in a bit.